Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. San Diego Gas and Electric's 1.4 million customers have their power back on this morning after an outage that appears to have begun in Arizona took down the system yesterday afternoon. Working through the wee hours, utility workers managed to restore power across the region. There's no word yet as to whether SDG&E needs customers to continue conserving power to avoid stressing the grid, but fortunately, the heat wave hanging over much of Southern California looks set to dissipate today, making it easier to lay off the AC. As it happens, the California Report's own Anna Tentakulis was visiting when the power went out yesterday. As night fell in Chula Vista, residents came out to hang out on the street together. She caught 13-year-old Victor Presito and 15-year-old Nicholas Marlborough enjoying the evening.
Yeah, it's fun, and we get to camp outside. We get to do stuff outside that we never do.
Yeah, like sprinting down the street nonstop.
Denise Crixman and her family also took the discombobulation in stride.
We're doing okay. We had peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for dinner. I think we're more worried about our ice cream than anything.
Oh, yes.
Schools, all of them, are closed in the San Diego area, but the San Diego International Airport expects to be back in business this morning. For people who like to watch sausage get made, the end of a legislative session in Sacramento is a fascinating time. You get to see lawmakers move with surprising speed on huge policy issues and on special interest-driven deals. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers joins us to offer some clarity in the midst of the madness. John, it looks like Governor Jerry Brown landed a deal with lawmakers this week to make his California Jobs First plan a reality.
Yeah, a little bit of one, at least so far. I mean, we're sitting here on Friday morning. He's got a few more hours. I'd say he's done about half a deal so far, Rachel, kind of on the 50-yard line in the football metaphor. He's got a bipartisan deal in the Assembly. He's still trying to get some votes in the state Senate. This package takes one large tax break for corporations, which is costing the state about $1 billion, cancels it, and then swaps that money to a series of targeted tax breaks for small business, manufacturing, and even ordinary taxpayers as a new higher standard deduction on the Form 540. The governor said yesterday on Thursday that the money that this tax break for big business was costing could be put to better use.
By eliminating that loophole, about $1 billion is generated and transferred to small business, to working families, and to providing an incentive for manufacturers to buy goods and expand.
Keep in mind that anytime you close tax credits in California, it actually takes a supermajority vote, which means bipartisan support. And as I said, the governor still does not have the votes in the Senate, in the state Senate, where they want a special session later this year on jobs. Jobs is a big issue, and the governor has a package here, in fairness, that is relatively small compared to the total statewide economy. But as I said, he's still got work to do.
Jobs, jobs, jobs. Politicians at both the state and the national level appear to have picked up on the fact that that's what's obsessing a lot of Americans today. And state lawmakers are touting jobs as one of the key reasons they're promoting a special deal to help fast-track plans for a proposed NFL stadium in downtown L.A. What's your sense about this bill? Do you think it's going to go through?
I do. This bill passed the state assembly on Thursday. It looks like I think it's going to pass the state Senate today, of course, on this last day of session. And it might not be the only sports arena that gets a change in the laws that require environmental review. This is all about the state's California Environmental Quality Act. The deal is probably going to be expanded here a little bit today. We've seen language that would allow an NBA arena here in downtown Sacramento and a new football stadium for the San Francisco 49ers in Santa Clara to both qualify for this kind of deal, and also other large, environmentally friendly, as I think as the language is put, projects would get an environmental break in a way. But Assembly Speaker John Perez, when he was selling this proposal on the floor of the Assembly on Wednesday, tried to point out that these stadiums, these projects, are not getting an actual break from environmental laws.
It is an expedited judicial review process. Nowhere do we step back from the environmental standards that Californians hold dear.
And that distinction, Rachel, was the key to get environmental groups to sign off on all of this. And again, the fast-track nature of it. And again, as you said, jobs, a big topic of discussion. People think these construction jobs, stadium jobs, all these things will help the economy.
all of this stuff seems to have appeared out of nowhere in just a few days. So those of us who are trying to figure out what's going on don't really have a lot of time to figure out what's exactly happening at the end of a legislative session.
These are bills that had their language put in the last moment. It happens a lot of times at the end of session here in Sacramento. It's very hard to follow. Sometimes they're controversial. Sometimes they're complicated. Like, for instance, there's a last-minute push by Democrats to allow in-home child care workers to join public employee unions. That language did not exist until a few days ago.
I understand a lot of these last-minute bills are called mushroom bills because they grow in the dark and they pop up all of a sudden.
Indeed. It's very hard to keep track of things that happen in the dead of night.
There's been a lot of talk about another deal lawmakers struck this week with Amazon, avoiding a state ballot showdown next year over internet sales taxes. But Governor Brown hasn't weighed in on it yet.
That's true. We tried to get him to weigh in on it on Thursday. He said he hasn't really paid a lot of attention to it yet. The reality is he's got to have to decide if giving Amazon a one-year delay in collecting sales tax is worth it. It will cost the state money. It will cost the budget money. But it also avoids a potentially difficult political campaign next year trying to overturn that law, an expensive campaign that the state may still lose. And this is a tough budget one all the way around, but I think most people here felt like that the political campaign wasn't worth it and that Amazon and online retailers in general should get a break.
John Myers, thank you for talking with us.
You're welcome.
That's Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers. He's tweeting as things happen in the state capitol, and they're happening at a furious pace today. That's the California Report for Friday, September 9th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Seal Muller and Howard Gelman. Paul Lancour directed the show. Our interns are Julia Bernstein, Nicholas Carpenter, and Bridget Bodner. The editor is Dan Brecky. The senior online editor is Gabriel Cohn. The producer is Victoria Malione. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as stopping email-borne viruses and preventing data leaks. Barracuda.com.